moment, like a bubble of the moment, like a mirage. So let us not delay. Let us strive on towards the good. So as today's topic of Dharma Chakra, we have achieving samadhi through salayatana. Of course, this is a result of a series of discussions we have been conducting with Professor Ravi Kokdelege, who is here as the resource person today. But for the viewers who are joining us for the first time, I would like to introduce him to you. Professor Ravi Kokdelege is an engineer and he is a former Deputy Vice Chancellor Academic of Sir John Kotalawala Defence University. He is also a teacher of meditation with all this experience. So we warmly welcome you to Dharma Hadya. And as I just said, our viewers, we have been conducting a discussion about Paticchasamuppada Salayatana. And as you suggested today, we thought of discussing about achieving samadhi through Salayatana. I would like you to initiate this discussion.
Yes, Sivani, this is a very important topic. Why we investigate Dhamma is to gain Sammadhikti. So Sammadhikti also we have talked about that, there are two types. One is the worldly level Sammadhikti, Laukika Sammadhikti, or it's also known as Kammasagata Sammadhikti, which is talk about Ping Pau and so on. Then this Lokottara level, it's very important, Lokottara Sammadhikti, supramundane level, the right view. This Sammadhikti also known as Chatusaccha Sammadhikti. It is knowing about Four Noble Truths. One can gain this Sammadhikti. And
Sammadhikti, if there are viewers with us for the first time, if we can just give a brief introduction in English, or
yes,
just a couple of words to describe it.
Yes, Sammadhikti, different interpretations like right view, correct view, and so on.
Okay.
The Ditti is view. The Sammara is
understanding, right understanding.
Right understanding. Slightly different,
okay.
But this also can be taken as a right understanding of Buddhism, the Paticchasamuppada. Yes.
Yes.
Now we are talking about supramundane path because that is what Buddha has shown.
Okay.
Right? Other things, even other religions, sometimes you can find.
Mm-hmm.
So why is Buddhism unique? Because of this supramundane Sammadhikti. And there's a separate discourse in Sutta Pitaka, the Sammadhikti Sutta,
okay,
explained by the most venerable Sariputta.
Okay.
So there are different ways one can gain this Sammadhikti. So coming back to this, Salayatana also he took as if one know what Salayatana is, right? What is Salayatana? Then what's the cause of Salayatana? That is Samudaya. Salayatana, Salayatana, Samudaya. Then the most difficult part, cessation, the Nirodha of Salayatana. And then the path. If one understand these four, can gain Lokottara Sammadhikti. Right? It's very difficult to understand in worldly level because Salayatana, we know, we explain these six faculties. Eye, ear, nose, tongue, and our skin, our body, then the mind. These are the six faculties. So, Salayatana. So, one has to know what Salayatanas are.
Yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So we think we know what eye is, what ear is, what nose is, and so on.
Yeah, because we can physically feel them.
Physically.
Because of that, we think we know.
Yeah, but that knowledge is worldly level of knowing. Right?
Sure.
You can check that when we go to other factors. What's the cause of salayatana? Salayatana samudaya. Why they arise or occur? Right? Then we'll be in trouble in worldly level. And you'll be in more trouble of understanding when you go to Nirodha or cessation of salayatana. So that is where this paticca samuppada you need to understand properly. That is the Dhamma explained by Buddha. And to gain knowledge about what is this meant by this salayatana. The eye, ear, nose, tongue and so on. Then the samudaya. And the if one sees samudaya correctly, you would understand if samudaya is not there, simply salayatana wouldn't be there, not arising. That is samudaya. This is again cause and effect principle. Hetupala. Or the paticca samuppada. One has to, investigate this properly to gain at least idea about what this salayatana and the nirodha. Right? Because worldly level, we can't even think about what's the cessation of I. Yes, we used to believe I is there until our death.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
From birth to death, these six faculties are there.
Yes.
So how can you talk about cessation of?
Yeah, and we also salayatana. Donate eyes after
death. Yes, even you donate eyes there. No?
Yes.
That is what we believe.
That's what we think.
It is not belongs to me any longer once you donate, if you donate properly.
That's what I was about to say. I think when we donate, actually, we have some expectation.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
Most of us
yeah.
have some expectation. Even though I am dead,
yeah.
Okay, let my eye help someone.
Yes.
Okay.
The happiness you gain, it's okay. But
yeah.
even if you used to tell, okay, that is my eye.
Mm.
So you have not given up it properly. It is not proper dana.
Yeah.
There's still attachment.
Yeah, because certain things like, kidneys you can donate while you're alive.
Yes. Yes, that's right. But that is worldly level. What we believe as kidney, what we believe as eye, and so on. So we have talked about these things. Our mansa chakku, the what we believe as
physical eye,
the organ, physical organ.
Mm-hmm.
And the chakkhayatana, explained in Dhamma. It is explained in Dhamma, but reality also, that is the exact I, chakkhayatana. That is in the sense, chakkhayatana means where you perform the act of seeing. Right? So there's a meaning for chakkhayatana only when we perform the act of seeing. If we cannot perform the act of seeing, the other way around, there's no meaning of telling that I have eye or something. If you are unable to perform the act of seeing. Right? So if we can see only, we tell there's eye.
Yeah.
If we cannot see, no point of telling there's eye. Right?
Yes.
So eye is defined by the act which it performs. If you use of your wisdom, you'll understand. But we used to believe whether we can see or not, there's eye. That is this organ only. It is something like telling, last time also I told you that if a doll or something, we can tell there's eye.
Yes.
Right? But It is just, you know, just words only. Not real meaning of performing the act of seeing. So we have to understand this properly. So real eye is the organ or place.
For example, if we remove our own eye, like then can we call it the eye? Because it doesn't perform.
Yeah, if you place it somewhere, one can tell this is eye.
But it doesn't perform the function.
Doesn't perform the perform of act of seeing.
Mm.
Then there's, we can't say it's a real eye. Yeah? Mm-hmm. Sometimes we call it a boru ehe or something, you know. Even you can't see, but it looks like eye.
Yeah.
Yeah? So it's a fake, you know,
mm-hmm.
false one, and not real eye. But now we have to understand. So we have to keep it in mind. When we perform an act of seeing, only there's a real eye faculty. Right? If it cannot perform the act of seeing, no point of naming it as eye or the chakkhayatana.
Yeah.
Right? So chakku or chakkhayatana. So we are talking about that faculty.
Okay.
Right? Chakkhayatana, sotayatana, and so on, other faculties. Right? Now, if we consider chakkhayatana, now what we used to believe is we got this from our birth. And we have this eye until we die.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So, this whole our lifespan, throughout our lifespan, there's eye. Right? Then, we can see very often now, people practicing Vipassana meditation, they try to think this eye is changing, impermanent, and try to see the, you know, changing or the impermanent nature of this eye. But they used to believe they are sai.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Throughout our lifespan. And it is changing. Right? So this point is very important to know what samadhi and real vipassana. That's why I am trying to explain it further. So worldly way, we believe they are sai. And we are referring to this mansa chakku, that is the sense organ, physical organ. Okay? But not, you will understand when investigating only this concept. The real eye is the organ when it is performing the act of seeing. If it cannot perform or not perform in the act of seeing, no point of telling the asai. Right? So, now, I have explained another concept about our mind. Right? Each act, there will be a thought. So, for example, to perform the act of seeing, there's a thought for that. Thought creation. Based on chakku vinyana. If eye is there, rupa is there, you can't see or perform the act of seeing without vinyana.
Yeah.
If vinyana is there only, you can see, right? Perform the act of seeing. If vinyana not arise, no such act, right? So, for example, blind person or even eye is there, but it is not working. Okay? Eye is there, rupa na there, but vinyana not arising, chakku vinyana not arising. So there's no way of performing the act of seeing. So that point we can't see, there's a, we can't tell there's a good eye or the chakkhayatana. So, to have an eye, one must perform the act of seeing. So, when act of seeing happening, there's a thought for that. But there's a chitta niyama, you can have only one thought at a particular given moment. There cannot be two or three thoughts parallel.
Yeah, can I interrupt you?
Yes.
I think I have heard that the Buddha has taught, I just want you to clarify that I'm wrong. The Buddha has taught now, when someone asked her, where does this mind arise? And he said that chakku vijnana,
sota
vijnana.
That's right.
Arises as chakku vijnana, sota vijnana, guha vijnana, and so
Gahanan,
on. From the salayatana as well as the heart. Hrde adapatakku. That is something I have learned.
Yes, it's mentioned in books, and we can hear that.
When you consider the chakku vijnana and the sota vijnana, and when you consider the vijnana that arises,
that is
from
regarding mano vijnana.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Right.
All right.
This sometimes they describe it as from the heart. It arises.
Yes.
Like eye, there's chakku vijnana, ear, sota vijnana, nose, gahana vijnana, tongue, jivha vijnana, and body, the kaya vijnana, and this thing. Because it's very difficult to locate where the mind is. Mind and dhamma and mano vijnana.
And I think we are talking about the faculty where the chakku vijnana, the thoughts that is arising from the chakku or the chakku vijnana.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. But I just wanted to clarify that.
Yeah, but I should give you answer for that. This vattu is not referring to your physical heart.
Mm-hmm.
It is written in vattu. That is where your mind can arise.
Mm-hmm.
Vattu. Asuru karagana. With this something called vattu rupa. There are different types of rupa when you described in Abhidhamma, of course. For example, this also rebirth. This pratisandhi occurring, I'm talking about human world, okay? First instance, there appears only three types of rupa. They are known as one is vattu rupa, another one is kaya rupa, the other one is bhava rupa.
Okay.
Right? Only these three categories of rupa arising. What I want to talk about, this vattu rupa is there because only with vattu rupa you can have a mind. The thought. Right? That's why I told it is not referring to our physical heart. No, at the time of conceiving, it's only a kind of single, small, very small element. Right? It is not a heart. So every single cell in this body.
Can it be a point in the heart, or somewhere near the heart?
Heart is no longer there. I mean, the
point
of conceiving.
Because actually, the eye is also no longer
there.
Only the chakku vijnana that we are talking about.
Yeah, at the time of conceiving, even this chakku rupa is not there. Only three such rupas. Others will arise later on. Okay? But the mind faculty to be active, in other sense.
Mm-hmm.
Like eye faculty to be active, you need eye, the rupa and chakku vijnana. So mind faculty to be active, you need mind, dhamma and the mano vijnana. So for that to arise, you need something called vattu rupa. Right? It's very small element, even you can't see.
Yeah,
Right?
I ask that question, sir, not only because I have learned from Abhidharma. If you also consider a brain dead person, still the heart functions.
So even brain dead, you can't tell that person already died. Right? Because mind can be active. Because of this Vattu Rupa, Vattu Dasaka. Vattu Dasaka, Vattu Rupa, I'm not going to explain in detail because it's another area. Yeah, another session we can talk about that. But I just want to say it's a misconception that this is referring to heart. Because of this term Vattu, they think this is Hadaya Vattu. And it is Hardevastu. It's a misinterpretation. But there's something called Vattu, Vattu Rupa.
Okay.
That can be in our all over the body, this Vattu Rupa.
Yeah, it's and I think it is smaller. Maybe also beyond the understanding.
Yes, of yes. We'll talk about that separately because it's you need, you know.
Yeah, we were talking about Chakku Vijnana here, I think.
Yes. So, Vijnana, so what I wanted to tell you is, when one Vijnana is there cannot be other Vijnanas in parallel. So, this Vijnana, when it is vanished or ceased or passed away only, there can be another Vijnana. Right?
Yeah.
So, that is kind of Chitta Niyama, how our mind works, right? Chitta works. Now, there can be only one chitta or thought at a given moment. So, I am talking about very small time called chittakshana. So, one chittakshana, there can be only one thought. It may be chakku vijnana, it may be sota vijnana, but both of them cannot appear at the same time. Chakku Vijnana and Sota Vijnana. This is the very important
point. And I think you have to be very, very mindful to notice that both cannot appear at the same time.
Yeah.
Because we feel that it's happening at the same time.
Yeah. That's why.
Yeah.
You need to use your wisdom to understand this. Because in reality, we think while we are seeing something, we can hear, we can smell, and all those are happening parallelly. But you have to understand, there can be only one thought for any single act. No more than one at the given moment. But this is happening very fast. That's why we got deluded and thinking everything can happen parallelly. Right? Because of we can't understand the speed of mind. Right? So, so, Buddha has mentioned, you can't find another thing in this world to compare to the speed of mind. It is so fast. Right? So, for example, there can be millions of thoughts within 1 second. So, we can't differentiate them. Right? That's why we used to think these things can happen parallelly. All 6 faculties can work parallelly. But in reality, there will be only one single thought at a given moment. Okay? So, this is like, we took another example, this film. When you project something to the screen, you can see the film. But in reality, we know it's different frames moving in a certain speed. Right? And the projector. Inside the projector. So if we take that tape, there are different frames. So they are like different thoughts. Right? So no 2 frames can run parallelly. It's a serial thing. So the mind also like that. But due to speed, we can't differentiate. Right? Now, when we perform the act of seeing, as I explained earlier, there must be eye faculty or the chakkhayatana, it is active. Right? Tatkayatana must be there. But we know during that instance, that point, there's no sota vinyana. Right? Only chakku vinyana is there. Because no two thoughts can happen at the same time. So when chakku vinyana is there, no sota vinyana. No sota vinyana means you are not performing the act of hearing. When act of hearing is not happening, is there a ear organ? As I explained earlier, that cannot be. It's very deep principle one has to think about.
It does not exist.
That instance, it does not exist. But eye faculties exist. None of other five faculties exist. There's only one vinyana. So when you perform the act of seeing, ear faculty, nose faculty, no longer there. Right? So then you can imagine, okay, next instance, we are going to hear a sound. So, chakku vinyana passing away. Right? And sota vinyana arising. When sota vinyana is there, there's no chakku vinyana. Okay? Sota vinyana is there, that means ear faculty is there. Sota ayatana. But not chakka ayatana. Chakka ayatana no longer there. It has ceased. Without any sign.
Without leaving any traces.
Yes. Without leaving any kind of traces. So this is a principle one has to understand, those who wants to practice vipassana. The nirodha, or wire. Udaya is arising, wire is ceasing. Without any trace, that is important. Right? So rising and passing away. This is the real anicca, in fact. The impermanent nature. Rising, passing away. But it's at a very...
There is no Utpada Thiti Bhanga.
No, that is also, if we talk about Abhidhamma, it is not mentioned as Thiti. It is only in explanations. It is mentioned, Buddha has mentioned, Upado Panyayati, Vayo Panyayati, Titassa Anyatattam Panyayati. Titassa in the sense, the Pavatina Kale Thula. If you believe it is existing, then that is also changing. It is not thiti.
Yeah, maybe it is getting old. It is changing.
Changing
like
in the sense
we ourselves.
Yeah, it's a different thing, yeah. Right?
Changing. Though we think we are existing, we are also changing.
Yeah.
So something like that.
Yeah. So if you believe it is at that time, so changing.
Yeah. Right?
It is not mentioned as Tithi,
right.
But Tithasa Anyatattam Panyayati. Right? You can experience, if you think it is existing, that time also change. Not a permanent nature. Okay? So, that's why this Udaya Vaya, the seeing that or understanding is very important. To have this vipassana knowledge in Lokottara side. Lokottara in the sense we are going beyond the world which you used to believe so far. Worldly way and beyond the world. Lokottara. Right? So worldly way we think it is existing and then it is changing. But Lokottara view is slightly different from that. So that's why I'm trying to explain about this salayatana. It's a very difficult concept, this is. So one has to understand salayatana, or if we take one ayatana from the six, right? It is arising when it is performing that particular relevant act. In the case of eye, we are performing the act of seeing. For that, chakku vijnana must be there. So, eye faculty is there when this act is happening, act of seeing. The chakku vijnana is there, then only we can talk about the chakkayatana. If chakku vijnana is not there, we can't even talk about the chakkayatana. Because this act of seeing is not happening. So, eye is simply not existing. Right? So, when chakku vijnana arises, eye faculty also has arisen at the same time. Right? So, it has arisen when vijnana ceasing or passing away, this faculty arises, chakkayatana also passing away. Without any trace, as you mentioned. Right? Even a moment before that, no trace of that. So, it's a new eye,
yeah.
Not what has existed before.
So there are gaps between.
Yes, definitely, because we are not having only chakku vijnana. There are six faculties, remember? So six
so
types of vijnana.
Process.
Yes, six types of vijnana arise in time to time. It is not only one single faculty is active. That's why this arising and passing away. Right? So one has to understand this arising and passing away. This is also known as anicca. Right? So anicca of eye faculty is something like, in Sinhala it is pera nothibima hatagatta. Ituru netuvama niruddhavuna. That's very important. It was not there before this act of seeing, and no longer there. That's why without any trace, once you finish that. So chakku vijnana arise, passing away. Similarly, you have to think chakkayatana arising, passing away. Okay? Arising, passing away. If you see this, you can't talk any longer a kind of existing eye from our birth today. It's momentary. It's every single thought which we create to perform the act of seeing, eye faculty arising. Right? We can talk about eye faculty only that particular moment. We can't talk about eye when we are performing the act of hearing. Because sota vijnana is there, ear faculty is there. None of other senses existing. It's very difficult to understand point. You have to practice this in, as vipassana meditation to see it. But first, you should have rough idea of what is going on. Okay? So that's what I'm trying to explain. Now, so arising and passing away, this should explain the earlier one, Sammāditti, we talked in Sammāditti Sutta. It is saying, you should know what is I, what is samudaya of I, cause of I, then the cessation, nirodha of the I. Then only you get the path leading for that cessation. Path is the practice, right? Vipassana. But to practice, one should have this knowledge. You can gain that only from the Buddhist teachings. Right? Otherwise, you can't even, imagine about this kind of thing.
I don't think anybody has touched.
Yes. That's why hearing of Buddhism, the Saddharma, is very important to get the Yoniso Manasikara.
Yeah.
Okay? Unless you hear and think about that, you don't know this kind of thing happened.
And I guess you have to have accumulated to some extent some kusalakam also to listen and understand, otherwise you will be thinking of something else, maybe concentrating maybe about the language or if you just try to take it in another way, then of course it's very unfortunate.
Yeah.
Without trying to absorb the Dhamma.
Yes. So without knowing Dhamma also, you can practice Vipassana. In fact, I used to do that long ago, right? Like I sanchancha changing, but you won't understand anything by doing that, right? So the simile I took that the dog's example, peeping into the water. So you see something, right? Then, for example, if we ask dog to practice Vipassana, and see the change in nature, impermanent nature of what you see. Right? So it believes there's another dog. So it may practice that dog is changing. But you won't get the real understanding what is going on by practicing. So you won't get the lokottara or the how to overcome your delusion by practicing that. So you have to investigate what is that rupa or the world and what's the cause, real cause for that. So real cause is not outside, it is within your mind. Avijja and the whatever delusion you get, moha, right? It is within you. So here also, now, not only external rupa, but our internal rupa, ajjata. This eye faculty is known as ajjata rupa, chakkayata. So this one also, we must know what this is and what is the samudaya, cause for this to occur. Right? So, samudaya, if you recognize samudaya properly, then only you will get an idea. If this samudaya is not there, this eye faculty simply cannot exist. Right? So that's the cessation. And this is something beyond what we believe as world. That's why this is lokottara. So worldly level, you may not be able to explain this. How can you cessate your eye? Even arahants, they had eye. You may argue. Yeah. So it is...
arahants have eye according to you.
Yes. So that's where you can't explain, now Nibbana or arahantship is ajara, amara. There's no aging. Yes, there are so many terms given. But when you try to explain, you have to come up with different theories if you don't understand this lokottara level. So, for example, ajara. How can you explain? There's no aging of arahant. Worldly level, you can't. Right? You know, even Buddha has gone to old age.
And got sick.
Got sicknesses. Yeah. So sicknesses. So Nibbana is saying no more sicknesses. No vyadi.
No aging.
No aging. So worldly level, it's very difficult to understand. But it's clearly mentioned when you explain arahantship or Nibbana. No more aging, no more jara, no more vyadi, no more marana. But there's another place where they got confused. So because of difficulty explaining this thing, they took this sopadi says Nibbana and anupadi says Nibbana. Sopadi says it is still there. And only anupadi says Nibbana, you get rid of after the passing. It is a really wrong concept.
So that
about
is what
the Nibbana.
Explained in
yes, but that is worldly way. When you try to explain these things, you will get into this confusion. One has to realize arahantship is arahantship.
Yeah.
Dukkha is no longer there at all. That is the whole definition of arahantship.
Yeah.
Right? Cessation of dukkha. Dukkha cannot be no longer there, you know. Cannot be there. Dukkha no longer there. Right? So we know jara is dukkha, vyadi is dukkha, marana is dukkha. So how can arahants have this? It is only because it is nothing wrong with the Dhamma, but our understanding. Problem is with our understanding, not the Dhamma. We can't change the Dhamma according to... if we cannot explain, we try to change the Dhamma according to that. You can't do that.
I think yes. It's always like that because we mundane creatures, we tend to misunderstand. For example, during Buddha's time, you remember that daughter, the Peshakara Diyaniya, the way she answered the Buddha, when the Buddha asked, where are you going? She said, I don't know. And where you came from? She said, I don't know. And people thought she was insulting the Buddha. But actually, she was thinking beyond the others. And she was talking about the samsaric journey. So I think in this case also, it's the same. Difficult for mundane earthlings or mundane creatures to understand.
Since many of our viewers might have this problem of understanding, so therefore I explain it little bit how to get an idea about this thing, this jati jara marana, how come arahants they didn't have this. Because our level, we think this body is mine, or me or myself, right? But arahant's level, that concept is no longer there. This body is not arahant's.
They're not attached.
Not attached. So it is something like, it's difficult to see, but it is something like, if we consider rupa outside, this desk or something, table or something, right? It is rupa, worldly level rupa. But it is not me. Arahant's level, it is not belongs to them. Right? So if it is not me, of course it is not me, level also, but we might think it is mine or belongs to someone else. If that concept is not there, if something happened to this object, is there a person to be suffer? No. Right?
Yeah, it doesn't belong to me, I of course can suffer.
Yes, so it is something like that. But if we have any kind of attachment, as mine or even my friends or someone else,
if we took the trouble in buying it or whatever,
yes, then there will be suffering. So anything can happen to this body, but this body is no longer belongs to any person.
So as long as attachment does not exist, there is no dukkha.
Yes. So it's a complete cessation of dukkha becoming arahant.
So you have to always take it from the arahant's point of view.
Yes.
Not from your point of view.
That is lokottara level.
Okay.
If you try to explain it in worldly level, we get confused. Right? Even became arahants, but still aging is there, still sicknesses are there, and so on.
Mm.
Right? Then we try to come up with different explanations, you know. That is simply not understanding Dhamma. Okay? Now we'll come back to this, our salayatana. So, to get sammāditti, lokottara sammāditti, one should understand what is salāyatana, what is cause of salāyatana, cessation of salāyatana, and how to cessess the path. Then only one can come into lokottara path. Remember, this is just coming into the path only, not the magapala, not the pala. This is where you enter to the stream.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So don't get confused, I am talking about higher levels. This is just to get this Lokottara Sammaditti. Without Sammaditti, there's no way of arising other factors of the path. Right? So, how to gain this Lokottara Sammaditti? You must listen, you must investigate Dhamma, Buddha's teachings, the Paticca Samuppada. Right? So, Paticca Samuppada, it tells about cause and effect, Samudaya and the Phala. Right? So, this is what exactly we are talking about. Phala in this case is our ayatana, for example, Chakka ayatana. You have to identify what is the real Samudaya. If you see that, you may realize it, that Samudaya is not there, Chakka ayatana no longer there. That is Nirodha. Then only you can think about the path leading for that. Right? Lokottara path. Without that understanding, I don't think anyone can practice this Lokottara path. You may use the term, I am practicing Vipassana. But to be real Vipassana, you must have Samadhi. That one can gain only listening to Dhamma, investigating it and practicing it. Try to understand. So in Sammaditti Sutta it says, one must know what is Salayatana, what is cause of it, Samudaya of Salayatana, then the cessation of Salayatana and the path leading.
So when you just said that, I have a little question. Now one might think, as you said, to practice Vipassana, we have to have some knowledge
yes.
of the sutras.
Yes.
Okay, one might think during the Buddha's time, there were people who attained arhatship maybe by rubbing a cloth.
Like, yes.
And doing simple things like that, but not having read the sutras, not having, knowing all this. So, what is your explanation?
Yes, during if there's a person who can give us exact kamatahan by looking at our minds
somebody
and
like
our past
Buddha.
Experience, somebody like a Buddha, of course then you don't have to read any of these things. You don't have to know even the term Paticca Samuppada. You don't have to know about avijja. Those are just set of words only. Right? But there's a way to realize it. But today, unfortunately, we don't have that.
So it is the Dhamma that has replaced the Buddha as the Buddha's...
Yes, wish. So Dhamma is the only teacher today we have, right? And that's why we have to read and put a lot of effort of understanding this, because there are so many misinterpretations as well, right? We can't decide which one is correct.
Yeah.
Even when I say something, you don't have to believe. Right? Believing this is correct is not seeing the Dhamma. You have to investigate, try, practice it and to be realized whether this is the truth, whether this is according to Dhamma, the teachings and so on. That's where this Sammaditti is very important. Right? So that's why it is very important to read anyone to this Sammaditti Sutta. And also my advice is remove all your concepts, what you know about it so far, and investigate with open mind.
Well, thank you very much, Professor. I think it's a very important advice to people to investigate with an open mind, because all of us have owned a world that does not own to us, that does not belong to us, and we are suffering because of it. So it is high time to investigate with an open mind and strive on to reach the goal of Nirvana. So while thanking Professor Ravi Kogdalage for being with us, thank you. I would like to thank our viewers as well. Thank you, folks, for listening. And hope this discussion was very fruitful to you and you would practice after listening to this discussion. And if you have any comments, any questions, you can lead them to Professor Ravi, so you can tell your email address to them.
Yes, now I get so many emails, yes. It's a good sign. And my email address is koggalage@yahoo.com, koggalage@yahoo.com. And we have our discussions placed on the website. Anyone can access them. It is ravi.harimaga.com. Ravi, ravi.harimaga. harimaga.com.
Well, you can write to a professor that way and, talk with him, and you can just leave your questions to him. And if you have any questions about our program, if you have any comments, you can write to us, our address. The producer, Dhammahadeya, the Buddhist TV, Sri Sambodhi Vihara, R.J. Sena Nayakamavata, Colombo 7. So thank you, and the most noble triple gem.
Explaining particular of quality around Nanganapur, Namaruka, but just like that.